I really love celebrating Valentine's Day. I think part of the reason is because I need something to look forward to while we're still in the depths of winter. So, as we're gearing up for the day dedicated to love and candy and Hallmark cards, I wanted to bring you some podcasts about love that you might want to try out. Hi, I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. The first love podcast for today is called Love Letters. It's hosted by Boston Globe advice columnist Meredith Goldstein. She shares stories about love, dating, and relationships from people in all sorts of different situations. You get to hear about these stories of romance, partnership, and the human heart with a side of advice. Some of these episodes do have strong language, just FYI. If you're looking for a place to start, I recommend listening to a recent bonus episode called Dear Internet, You're Wrong About the Cheesecake Factory. Meredith takes one of her producers on a platonic work date to the Cheesecake Factory to prove the internet wrong about that restaurant being a bad place to go on a first date. We'll link this episode and all of the episodes I talk about in the show notes. The next love podcast is called Committed. This show shines a light on the hilarious, heartbreaking, and inspiring stories of couples who stick together even through the craziest situations. Each episode is wonderfully produced and brings you to the heart of the story. This podcast isn't putting out new episodes, but with 129 episodes to listen to, I'm sure you'll find a bunch of fascinating stories you'll want to dive into. A great episode to start with is called Written in the Stars. It's a beautiful love story that spans continents, cultures, and decades. Before we talk about more love podcasts, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my FPG birthday giveaway. I wanted to say thank you for listening to the podcast as we celebrate the second birthday of FPG this month. It has been so much fun connecting with so many of you and introducing you to all the cool podcasts and the people who make them. As a thank you for another great year, I wanted to give one of my listeners a package full of my favorite things. I asked on my Instagram stories what y'all wanted for the giveaway, and the people have spoken. The favorite things package was definitely the winner. All you have to do to get your name in the drawing for the giveaway is to fill out a quick demographic survey, and I'll choose one of you to win the favorite things package at the end of the month. Thank you so much for filling out this survey. It'll help me make sure to find podcasts that you will enjoy and find sponsors that align with your wants, needs, and desires. Thank you so much for another great year, and I can't wait to give away my favorite things package. The next love podcast on today's list is called Why Won't You Date Me? Comedian Nicole Byer is the host, and she is hilarious and genuine in all of the best ways. In each episode, she talks to her guests, who are usually other comedians or actors, about their experience in the dating world. Also, just as a side note, the intro for this show is fabulous and hilarious, and I'm 99.9% sure that you will love it. Like, maybe just go listen to the intro, even if you're not interested in listening to this podcast. This podcast does talk about all aspects of relationships, including sexual intimacy. So if that's not something you want to hear about on a podcast, this will be one you want to skip. Also, there is strong language in this show, so don't listen to this one if that's not for you. If you're looking for an episode to start with, I recommend listening to this recent one called His and Hers Home Decor Compromises with Katrina Davis. Their conversation in this episode is funny, but also heartwarming. The last podcast about love for today is called Modern Love. This show brings you stories and conversations about love in all of its adorableness, dumb pitfalls, and life-changing moments. There are two different types of episodes. There are episodes where authors read their modern love essays, which are about 10 minutes long, and episodes where Anna Martin, the host, has a conversation with those authors where they dive into the story behind the essay. Those episodes are about 30 minutes long. If you love a good love story, this is the podcast for you. If you're looking for a place to start, a beautiful but also heartbreaking episode is called I Married My Subway Crush. It's about a woman who takes 6 years to work up the courage to say hi to her subway crush and all that happens afterward. Doing the research for this episode helped me remember just how much fun it is to hear someone's love story. Hopefully this episode will help you find some inspiring love stories or help you figure out your own story a little bit better. Also, if you want a shot at winning a package full of my favorite things, fill out the demographic survey in the show notes. Talk to you soon.